Child Views. No tea. One day, a lady came to our class at school to teach about colonial times. She said that the water they had to drink then wasn't very healthy, so instead, they drank tea. The whole class pitched in to make tea and cakes. When the time came to eat, she noticed that I ate my cake but did not drink the tea. She asked me, "Aren't you going to drink your tea?" "No, thank you." "Everyone must drink the tea," she said. "I'm not allowed to drink tea," I responded. "Well," she said, "tell your parents that you're a big girl now, and then drink the tea." My teacher overheard our conversation. She knows that I am LDS, so she came over and said, "She doesn't have to drink the tea." I'm glad I stood up for what I know is right, and I know that my Heavenly Father is, too. Aubrey Potter, age 11, Darien, Connecticut. I knew I shouldn't lie. Last summer, my friend and I were playing in the backyard. She wanted to go down the hill and play in our fort. We knew we needed to ask for permission, so we went to ask her mom. She said yes. Then we went to my mom, but she was out running some errands. My friend said, "Let's play anyway. We'll be done by the time your mom gets back. If she asks you where you've been, just say that we've been playing on the trampoline." I knew that I shouldn't lie to my mom. I told my friend I couldn't play in the fort, and she got mad. I was sad, but I knew that I had done the right thing. When I told my mom later that night, she was very happy that I had chosen to do the right thing. Shibri Richens, age 8, St. George, Utah. A Dad's Blessing. My dad is in the Air Force. Sometimes he has to go on trips. I don't like it when he has to leave. One time he had to go away for 2 months. I was sad, and I didn't want him to go. The morning he had to leave, I was crying. He asked me if I wanted a blessing before he left. I said yes. In the blessing, he said that if I would obey my mom, it wouldn't seem like his trip was so long. It really worked. While he was gone, I tried my best to be a good helper, to obey my mom, and to be a peacemaker with my two brothers. My mom and dad always tell me that being a peacemaker is one of my best talents. Jesus Christ loves peacemakers. When my dad got back, it seemed like his trip wasn't long at all. Derek Driggs, age 6, Colorado Springs, Colorado. End of article, Child Views.